This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Welcome back to our lovely podcast.
Hello, it's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass,
number 99.9 this week.
It's a mini-sode. It is not the full awesomeness of an episode, so we're going to subtract the Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, the Brutal Poetry Too Caught, Brutal Poetry Too Hot for Radio, a couple other things. We're just going to give you the dish. We're
going to
give you the info on what's been going on in the week, and then we're going to hype up episode number 100. It's a long time in the making. 100 episodes in the making!
That is a long time, man.
And we got to hype it up so that we actually deliver something cool.
We should just actually upload episode 1 as episode 100.
And then just keep going back.
And then everyone unsubscribes from this f***ing podcast.
Or we upload episode 1 and then just, like, talk on it the whole time.
I don't even want to listen to it.
Yeah, it probably sucks.
Whatever. It's better than listening to our old college radio tapes.
Hey, those are actually pretty funny because we said some things that, honestly,
you mean you said some
yeah,
heinous things?
I had a bumper that I legitimately played like every week, and the bumper said, "You're listening to Dead Air because you never know when Ian might take his dick out. No, take his penis out." And he laid all over your face.
Yep. And for a portion of that time, we were both in the management department, so we kind of just got to do whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
believe it. We never had the dump button.
Yeah,
would just have people on that would just swear.
Yeah, that's what I never understood, is that our college station didn't even have a delay.
No, we did.
That's just a bad idea. It was never on ever.
But it was never on.
Because
yeah.
It like didn't go... nobody gives a f*** about this. Anyway, what's up? Kevin, Ryan,
hello.
And Ian here.
Yo.
Next week is Painting the Grass. We'll hopefully be talking to Anthrax or someone from that band. We're just going to talk to the manager of that band.
We're talking to the manager. This is Joey Bones, the man behind Anthrax. They didn't want to f***ing talk to you long-haired pussies, so f*** you stupid beard.
Yep, that's pretty much what it's going to sound like. Better than the Zach Wilde incident you guys had.
Hey, maybe on episode 100 we'll divulge that information.
And
go
into
an interesting story, yeah. We're just going to try and hype up everything for episode number 100 and not deliver.
I don't think anything would happen. It's not like it's a big deal. It just makes you guys look f***ing dumb.
Shut up. Well, it would have looked really funny if Ryan would have gotten shot.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That was one of the most terrifying moments in my life.
See, now everyone's going, oh, well, I need to know.
See, and we're not going to deliver, just like our teasers that we do every week.
Speaking of getting shot, I was listening to this interview with this old school, like, hardcore wrestler named Sabu, and he was talking about when he was growing up, he was involved in some really sketchy shit, like drug deals and whatever, you know, and he said he got shot, but he got shot in the teeth.
Yikes.
What? It like got caught in his teeth. So it kind of stopped it a little bit. Like it took a lot of the impact, but his fucking teeth got shot out.
And then it shot up his mouth.
Yeah, like so 50 Cent?
Yeah, it was fucked up. So his whole mouth was like, all of his teeth are fake and
well, it doesn't look bad.
It's fucked up.
Also, fuck you for tagging me in that picture of Rikishi's ass.
Like last week or a couple weeks ago.
It said tag someone on this page so that they have to wake up to Rikishi's ass.
Thanks a lot. I want to get you back for that, man.
Get me. I know. Get me.
Get me.
Dude, you've turned me on into some really insane shit on the internet, though, like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, God.
It's so good and so bad, but it's so satisfying.
Have you seen what she actually looks like?
Yeah.
She's hot.
She's a babe.
Yeah,
I like, she's funny, too.
I like tagging people that hate that shit on Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, it's so bad.
And then they just text me, they're like, what the fuck?
There's some gross shit on there. Like, they do, extractions of, like, bot flies and, like, worms in your feet and, like, tonsil stones.
I like the really fatty skin tags.
Have you watched?
They just slice them off with some scissors.
Seriously, like a one-pound skin. It's like, how long have you had this?
Oh, yeah.
About 6 months.
Have you watched the monkey bot fly video?
Oof. I don't know if I want to.
It's a monkey infested with bot flies, and I think they pull like 15 or 16 of them out of him.
No.
And they're just like wriggling around and crawling around in the container.
The grossest shit I've seen on there so far, like that actually grossed me out, was there was like, I don't know what you would call it, like a huge cyst on this cow.
Ooh.
And it was the size of like a fucking huge watermelon. And when they pop, it just like gushed out and formed like this nasty fucking yellow lake in the mud.
Wow.
They had to like grab a bucket and then they had to swap the bucket out for a new bucket because it was full.
Oh.
Yeah, it was fucked. But you're welcome.
So, have you guys been going to any good shows lately?
No. I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, there's a lot of good stuff.
Slaughter was pretty sweet.
That's the one I went to. I didn't go to Guns N' Roses. Ryan, you went last night? Or?
Yeah,
he was right there next to me. He left early, though, and he didn't get to catch his favorite song.
Just wanted to see November Rain. I goofed.
And they played it right after he left. They played literally for 2.5 hours straight, and they sounded f***ing fantastic.
Dude, I think I stayed for like a solid hour, hour and a half.
Crazy fireworks show.
At a certain point...
Yeah, that looked cool.
At a certain point, I just reached a point where I was like, man, you know, I'm on 5 hours of sleep. I'm so burnt out, and I just can't listen to Axl Rose for another hour. Like, I just can't.
Sure you can.
Wake up, Ryan! You're going to sleep, you little bitch!
You know where you are, Ryan?
You're a f***. I came to an interesting realization while Guns N' Roses was playing. I counted. Axl Rose changed his t-shirt and the flannel that was tied around his waist 7 times while I was there.
He's got a lot of clothes, man.
And I kind of had this realization because he was never actually wearing the flannel. It was just tied around his waist. Does Axl Rose just not know what a belt is? Has he just been using flannels his entire life? Just like not?
I'm not sure, man. One thing I did know
imagine
is that...
flannel shopping with that guy. Like you walk into the store and he's like, yo, I want to try this one. Just like ties it around his waist.
He goes
waist.
With Macklemore.
Who were your favorite? What was your favorite band at Summer Slaughter?
Nile.
Nile?
For sure.
I think Nile.
I walked in right at the end of Suffocation and I'm pissed because I wanted to see Revocation. That's
Suffocation destroyed.
Yeah, they were my favorite band.
Suffocation was so good.
I've came to the realization this week that Suffocation is my favorite metal band to see live. They just have so much energy. They're so f***ing savage.
The riffs are so
good. Terrence is so f***ing rad. And the singer, I mean, even though they don't have Frank on vocals, the singer they have replacing him, he has so much energy. Their songs just really transfer well live.
Yeah. You know, I really think, I always forget just how good Suffocation is live until I go and see them.
So the verdict is that they're good live.
Really good.
I heard they're good live.
Suffocation's good band.
Good. It was so f***ing hot in there, man.
Yeah, it was not cold.
It was and it was nuts to bust. It was completely sold out.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable. I wore a long sleeve there, my long sleeve typo negative shirt, and then I f-ing went in and immediately went to the Suffocation merch booth, and they made some f-ing sick t-shirts. So I bought a $20 metal shirt by Suffocation, which is nice because 25 is a little steep sometimes. So I bought a $20
extra $5.
I bought an extra Suffocation. I bought a Suffocation shirt. It's got a left pocket print. And, which I'm a big fan of, love the pocket print shirts, and it was an all-style printed shirt, which is a lot better than garbage Gildan. Gildan shirts suck quality, yeah. Ass.
That's one of my biggest complaints about these bands that charge $20, $25, $30, $40, $50 for a shirt, is that they're like paper thin, like I can see you through it, and then they last for like 2 weeks when you wash it and it's f-ing dead.
Sort of like your favorite band to buy merch from, Strung Out.
Man, I've seen that band like 6 or 7 times, and I can never get a f-ing shirt from them.
Last time they came
shout
to
out
town,
to the bands that use all style. Gildan sucks.
Last time you came in from a Strung Out show, you were wearing one of their shirts, and I think the first words out of Kevin's mouth were, "Dude, nice nips."
yeah, it was. It's f-ing American Apparel, dude. It's like you're not even wearing a shirt. And yeah, I do have nice nips.
Those are comfortable. I like American Apparel shirts for like night shirts and stuff. For nighties?
Oh, you're going to bed, eh?
Yep.
Wear your American Apparel.
After supper? you know, I think we should get into it with some news.
Okay.
This is what's been going on this week. You know, what I want to start things off by mentioning something that we don't talk a lot about, like... about petty drama, but I kind of wanted to bring this up because I thought it was pretty funny. So the first thing I want to talk about is the Deicide versus Slipknot beef.
Oh, great.
We talk a lot about like there's a lot of hip hop beef out there. You don't get a lot of metal beef. So let's talk about the beef, man. We got Deicide. Glenn Benton in an interview was saying that Slipknot, those guys are f-ing they mentioned that they promised that they would bring us back on tour one of these days. They said, we would bring you on tour. You're a big f***ing influence to us and all this shit. So he basically called out Corey Taylor by name and said, they're f***ing f***ing f*** them. Their music sucks. They're
actually
sellouts.
His exact quote was, f***ing blow me, Corey Taylor, and all you f***ing.
Wow. So Corey Taylor responded, and in an interview he said, honestly, I haven't even seen Glenn Benton in 10 years, which is hilarious because it's indirectly like throwing shade by saying like you're not f-ing relevant.
Yeah.
And I haven't talked to him in even longer, so I don't know why he's upset with me. I don't know why he's upset with us. We take out the bands who submit for us, man. It's just that simple. I mean, out of respect to him and what Deicide has gone over the years, it's like if you talk to somebody, it wasn't me. They sure as hell didn't talk to me because I wouldn't have. Because I would have tried to do something. So Corey Taylor kind of goes the high road on that. He doesn't really talk too much trash on
him. There's no reason to engage on that. It's just so weird and random. Like,
honestly,
why?
Deicide would suck on tour with Slipknot.
Yeah, it'd be a weird pairing.
They're
that
no,
would bum
like,
a lot of people out.
Deicide sucks.
Well, fair enough.
No, the Deicide doesn't suck. They have some great records.
It's very basic style death metal, and it's kind of like...
They cancel so many tours.
It's
they
that just, shocked style. Yeah,
like, okay.
Anti-Christian.
Old Deicide is sick as f-. Deicide is still a pretty good band, but Glenn Benton is a clown, man. Like, saying that shit about Corey Taylor. Corey Taylor has so much...
He's always been a pretty stand-up dude, I feel like.
Dude, just hug Deicide on Knotfest. Instead of touring with him, if they had... I mean, obviously that's not going to happen now because he took a really retarded route.
It's
but,
done now. Well, it's just f***ing weird. And why start it? It's not going to end well for you. Like, you're not on the same level. Slipknot, you know, does huge, huge stuff. And Deicide is, you know, still on the lower level, you know, metal touring circuit that they've been on for 27 years or whatever.
I just think it's funny that Glenn Benton, like, was like this, like, was like this hero in an underground, like, subculture. And then, like, he says some ignorant ass shit that really just, makes him sound like a f***ing Trump supporter.
Yeah, that's kind of like, he sounds kind of like Trump. It's just like, why? Just stop, dude. Just calm down. The Sword is going to be going on tour with Opeth, and they just announced they're going to be releasing an acoustic record.
That's awesome. A Sword acoustic record. You know, some
that would
bands...
work really well, I think.
Yeah, I think Sword is one of those bands that would actually do that really well.
October 25th at The Moor in Seattle. I think that'll be a really good show. And then I think by then Opeth will have their new record out. So
hell
should
yeah,
be out by then.
They'll be doing that.
Have Sorceress. You guys checked out the artwork for the New Testament record yet?
Yeah,
it looks great.
Freaking rad.
It's gnarly.
The record's called Brotherhood of the Snake. We still haven't gotten any new music from it yet, which hopefully will be happening soon.
The painting was created by Elrond Cantor, and just looks, it's gorgeous.
Sounds like an elf. Elrond Cantor.
Elrond Hubbard.
Let me paint you a f***ing snake. Ringworm's coming back to town. They just put out a new album, Snake Church.
Yeah.
And they're going to be back in Seattle at El Corazon on October 13th. We'll see which day of the week that is. It's a Thursday.
I'm excited for that because the last time Ringworm came through, they didn't even play a headlining set. It was with, who was it with?
Some weird bill.
It was with Macabre.
Yeah.
It was with Macabre at Studio 7. And, it was at Studio 7. It wasn't even a headlining set. They also were here with Goat Whore and Black Breath. But this time they're going to be doing a headlining set, and Eris is going to be opening. So that's going to be an awesome show. October 13th again at El Corazon.
Anthrax is going to be on Late Night with Seth Meyers on Wednesday, the 24th, performing the new single, Monster at the End. They're also going to be playing in the Northwest on the 21st at Pain in the Grass.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Pain in the Grass, a two-stage huge event. You better be there, you bastard.
Dave Mustaine put out a super weird, creepy video. I don't want to play it because it's just so f***ing awkward. But it's basically him saying, it's my birthday and I got a new beer. And we already talked about that last week.
The Mega Beer. So if you're still into thrash and you Megadeth isn't enough for you, Overkill also has a new record coming out. It's called Grinding Wheel. It's been a couple years since their album White Devil Armory came out, so they got a brand new one. Overkill is still killing it, man. I mean, not to to overuse the word, but they seriously are.
It's
and
true.
Nuclear Blast is the label they've been with for quite a while. So November is when you can expect Grinding Wheel by Overkill.
Going to be a lot of good records by the end of the year here.
So this band, Giraffe Tongue Orchestra, if you listened to the Men's Room on Friday, you heard the interview with Alice in Chains vocalist William, and he was actually just talking about how he was in the band called Blast when he first started out as a teenager, and then he did, obviously, Alice in Chains, and now he's doing a side project alongside Alice in Chains, and it's called Giraffe Tongue Orchestra. He does vocals for it, and it also features Ben Weinman of the Dillinger Escape Plan, Brent Hinds of Mastodon, Death Clock bassist Pete Griffin, and former Mars Volta drummer Thomas Prigden. Here's a song, Crucifixion.
It's pretty groovy. Wearing that scarf.
So it's a Alice in Chains, Mastodon, Dillinger Escape Plan, Death Clock.
That's a pretty good mix, man. It's a good mix.
They have the new album called Broken Lines. It's debut coming out September 23rd on Party Smasher Inc.
Let's keep going on the supergroup theme. Serpentine Dominion is another supergroup, a little more brutal than the band we just heard. It's frontman George Corpse Grinder Fisher,
girl,
from Cannibal Corpse, Adam D from Killswitch Engage, and the former Black Dahlia Murder drummer Shannon Lucas. They got a record coming out October 28th on Metal Blade, and it's sounding pretty heavy here, so let's play a little piece of this. There we go. So, as I'm reading more into this, it looks like Jesse Leach from Killswitch Engage wrote all the lyrics. So, Adam wrote the songs, and Jesse wrote the lyrics, and Corpse Grinder's doing the vocals.
Nice.
That's cool.
Interesting.
This is a very strange... I really hope nothing like this happens at Pain in the Grass, but it's a very strange headline. Woman bites EMS worker during disturbed concert. So, yes, she is very disturbed. And this happened in New Jersey, my hometown. The only thing you know about Jersey is there are some motherfuckers that are f***ed up.
Yeah, she was probably just face, man.
She's a 36-year-old woman, and she bit a uniformed EMT worker while he was trying to give her aid. She then allegedly kicked state troopers and flailed her arms as they were trying to subdue and arrest her. It's a fourth-degree crime.
Yeah, when you kick the cops.
She was charged with assault.
That's when you know, when you wake up out of your blackout in a jail cell and go, oh, man, what did I do? Oh, you kicked the
cops. She probably had f***ing rabies or hepatitis and fucked that guy's life
up. You were biting the guy from the ambulance. Looks like Voivod's going to be putting out a split EP with Entombed AD.
Nice.
7-inch. They're going to be doing a European tour, which is of no consequence here. But it's going to be out on October 28th. Another one on the 28th.
That's awesome. Very good news for one of the godfathers of metal, Tony Iommi. In the past couple years, he's battled with cancer, with lymphoma, and this past week he did come out and say that his cancer is in remission. He is fully aware that cancer's a bitch, and it could come back at any time, so he'll be very aware of that, and he'll be checking with his doctor and having regular checkups on it. But he's excited to announce that he's doing a lot better.
Looks like Ozzy Osbourne's getting sued by his former bass player Bob Daisley for unpaid royalties, and he's seeking $2 million. Apparently, it's centering around arguably the most famous Sabbath song, "Crazy Train."
Ozzy song,
or Ozzy? Yes, sorry, Ozzy song. And so it came out in '80, and Daisley has a songwriting credit on the track along with Randy Rhoads, but. He says that some royalties have been paid over the years. They've been improperly deducting undisclosed fees before distributing royalties to Daisley and improperly withholding Daisley's rightful share of the royalties. Apparently, he didn't understand the context of their relationship. If you remember last week.
Good one. Dark Throne.
He's getting sued.
Is going to be back after 3 years with a new album called Arctic Thunder. The Underground Resistance, their last record, was the most successful in recent years, and it also found them going for a more like traditional epic heavy metal sound. So I'm interested to hear what this sounds like. Blackened heavy metal. We'll hear new stuff from Dark Throne soon enough. It's going to be coming out October 14th via Peaceville Records.
Looks like Blind Guardian's tackling some interesting and pretty huge projects. They're going to be doing a live album in 2018. They've got this planned out way far ahead. And then they're doing an orchestral album to follow that in 2019. Is that like Metallica's S&M Airlines or...
I think that's going to be pretty cool. And I mean, if you're doing a full orchestral thing with a band like Blind Guardian, you got to start working on that like 2 years in advance.
That's a good point. Somebody's got to arrange that for 50-something instruments.
Blind Guardian!
It'd be epic.
Yeah, so we'll see. Last time Blind Guardian, I saw them, they played for 2 hours straight. That was f***ing crazy.
Hey, man. That's the power of power metal.
The power of power metal.
Soilwork is going to be on tour in North America with Unearth, Woven War, Battlecross, and Darkness Divided. Sorry, I read it as Dividend.
Divided. Do we know who's playing drums for Soilwork now? Did they ever find a replacement after Dirk left to go Megadeth?
It was another guy with the last name that none of us can pronounce.
These motherfuckers.
What's the tour date? I'm not pulling it up here. It's not showing on my computer.
Remember, it's the same day as the HIMSA show. So
that's right.
October 29th at Studio 7.
Okay, so it's going to be a split metal scene on that night. I'll be at HIMSA.
Yeah, me too. I love Soilwork, don't get me wrong.
But that is a HIMSA show, man. You got to go to that one. And this is going to be a fun one because it's going to be dress up for Halloween.
Well, that's right. It's a Halloween party.
Sounds like we got to pre-record a little bit of the All Covers episode.
Oh, is that on a Saturday night?
Of course.
Well, all right. Got to do what we got to do.
We'll only have to miss first half of Metal Shop or
first
something.
First half, yeah. All right.
Just pre-record the covers.
I like how we're giving everyone a backstage. But it is Metal Shop's backstage
pass.
That's
the way it works.
So we have to kind of give you a peek behind the curtain of the...
we got to do some magic.
The Wizard of Oz, you know? So thanks for listening to our little mini episode. It's episode 99.9. We'll be back in the next week with episode 100. It'll be epic as f***. We'll be pulling some crazy shit. You'll be like, oh my f***ing God, this is insanity.
Ryan's finally going to snap and beat the shit out of Kevin.
This is the best. What do you mean? You're meaner to Ryan than I am.
What? How's that? Come on. Get the f*** out of here.
No way.
There's no way that, yeah. Thank
absolutely.
You,
dude, you're worse than my high school bully.
Are you going to f***ing shoot me in the face?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Slap you around.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. There's episode 100 right there.
It's not my fault, you're a f***ing dweeb.
You f***ed Olmec.
All right, let's get the f*** out of here. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.